Commuters in Boston are dealing with the first weekday with a main subway line down. On Friday night, the city's Orange Line went dark for 1 month. The reason is major repairs. About 100,000 people take the Orange Line every day. So now the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority is running shuttle buses to get commuters where they need to go. Here's one.
Good morning, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Orange Line shuttle bus. Yay.
For more of a look at this morning and how it went, we're joined by WBUR reporter Simon Rios. Hi, Simon.
Hey, Scott.
So tell us more about how this morning went, the first weekday commute with no Orange Line connecting Boston to Somerville and Medford and Malden.
Well, I think many of us were expecting it to be a lot worse than it actually ended up being. I was out there from 5 a.m., and there were very few cars on the road for the first several hours of the morning. That probably has something to do with all the warnings about incredible gridlock that might result from this Orange Line and part of a separate line, the Green Line, being shut down as well. But there were more than 200 buses doing circles along the Orange Line. And everywhere I went, there were four or five buses lined up loading passengers. And the buses were moving along nicely because of the lack of traffic. I should say that could change in a couple weeks when school starts. But Scott, I want to emphasize what an unprecedented move this is. It's the first time in the history of this century-old transit agency that they shut down an entire line for maintenance. The agency, which we call locally the T, says it can complete 5 years worth of night and weekend work in just a month.
Ambitious. Well, as you're describing, a lot of people have been encouraged to work from home. Not everyone can. Who did you run into this morning during rush hour?
That was the sense I got, that most riders on the train, at least the ones I spoke to, were in the service industry and could not work from home. So hospital workers, restaurant staff, you name it. I also noticed that it was almost entirely people of color, Black and Latino folks. Boston is, as they say, a majority minority city, but it's not so monolithic in normal times, but it was almost 100% Black and Latino riders today. I spoke to one gentleman, Charles O'Neill from Easton, Massachusetts, and he talked about how frustrating it is to have this line shut down.
Because, you know, a lot of people, they're disgusted with the T because of the fact that they seem to do things like this, and it messes with work in their loop. You know what I'm saying? It really, really does. I mean, I understand that they have to try to fix things, but the point is, man, there's a lot of people in this world.
And just quickly, Simone, why the shutdown of the Orange Line now?
These last couple of years, there's been a steady drip of increasingly bad news out of the T. I mean, runaway trains and sleeping conductors, crashing trains, an escalator suddenly going into reverse and throwing dozens of people to the ground. And then just a few weeks ago, an Orange Line car caught on fire and a passenger was seen jumping into the Mystic River below. That seemed to be the last straw.
That's WBUR reporter Simon Rios.